You're listening to the Kicking It With Kerry podcast, where we talk entrepreneurship, business and life. To find out more, visit our website at altitudebusinesssolutions.com.au. Today we are talking about one of my favourite subjects, which is creating a work-life balance that works for you. Now, this is different to creating work-life balance. This is about doing what is right for you. And what's interesting about this topic is that I enjoy working personally as a person myself. I find it really stimulating in terms of brain activity, and I really enjoy meeting the people that I work with. I really enjoy working. And so because of that, I enjoy to work a lot, which a lot of people do not understand. And for years, I was told that I don't have enough work-life balance, that I should be doing more in my life than I am in my business. But when you love what you do in your business, it becomes life. So I wanted to chat to you about creating a work-life balance that works for you and give you five tips within that to help you out. So let's start with point number one. One of the things that I will say is that I do try and avoid checking my work emails, my business emails outside of the office. So if I am not in the office on my computer, I don't tend to check my emails from my phone. I have a bit of a routine set up where I will check my emails first up in the morning and I will check them again in the afternoon. And I've stuck to that routine so that I'm not out on the road being stuck on my phone checking at emails and having my phone in my pocket all the time to do things. So that's point number one, is have a little bit of a schedule set up for your email checking when you are at work, and don't check it outside, because it's really tempting to check emails at 9 o'clock at night to make sure they're all up to date. Point number two that I'm going to say is learn to say no. And this comes into not just work life, but also personal life as well. So learning to say no to things that are not going to service you, it can be a really hard thing to do. I'm a people pleaser myself, so I find this really difficult. I find it really hard to say no. And those people that know me know I take on too much and I get overwhelmed, and it's like this roller coaster and I keep going. But I am aware of it, and I do try and say no to some things. But this includes things in my personal life as well, so not just a work life. One thing I will say, point number three, is work smarter, not harder. So this is where having an expert like myself come in and chat to you about automation in your business, what you can be doing better, so systems and processes, so that you can get the same amount of work done in less amount of time, and so you can have it all automated and a little bit more scheduled. So point number three, work smarter, not harder. Point number four, prioritize important tasks and do these first each day. There's a really great book on this called Eat the Frog. We tend to write a list of things to do, and normally what happens is at the very top of that list is something really important that we don't actually want to do, but we know it needs to be there. And we will do everything else on the list first before we get to that last thing. So, you know, at 4:45 on Friday afternoon, we're calling that client that we didn't want to call at 9 o'clock in the morning. So the book Eat the Frog is all about getting that thing done up front and just getting it over and done with so that you can get on with the rest of your day. And you find that you will be more productive if you do that. So point number four, prioritize important tasks and do these tasks first up each day. And point number five, favorite of mine, leave work at work. Now, I work from home. I have a home office. It's really hard to get away from not coming and sitting in front of the computer and working. So you've got to kind of have a bit of a routine about how you do this also. But there is another really great book that could help you out with this. And it's a book called The Third Space by a gentleman by the name of Dr. Adam Fraser. And I've been following him for a number of years. So he talks about when you finish work and before you go home, the space in between work and home is called the third space. and what you do in that third space to set you up for either being at home or being at work so that you can be 100% present. So that could be a really good book for you to read also. But try and leave work at work. So if you're not checking your emails outside of when you're in the office and you're trying to just keep work at work, that will make it much easier. I know for a business owner, it's hard. I have the same issue myself. And as you can appreciate, working online in the online space and being a social media manager, it's really tempting to have everything on your phone at all times. You just need to have a system set up. You need to have a routine set up so that you can get that little bit of fun injected into your work as well. Now, as I said, I love to work. So for me, being at work, talking to people, talking about social media, systems and processes, automation, all of that is the world that I live in and I love. But it is really important to, when you are going to be with family and friends, that you are present, that you're not on your phone checking your emails and you're not on social media for work. So make sure that you are being present when you are there. And that's where Dr. Adam Fraser's book, The Third Space, might be able to help you out. So that's all I wanted to chat to you about today, creating a work-life balance that works for you and may not necessarily be what everyone else thinks about work-life balance. So hopefully that those tips have helped you out.
You've been listening to the Kicking It with Kerry podcast. If you'd like to be notified of future episodes, please hit that subscribe button. And if you've liked what you've listened to today, please give us a review and let us know how we're going. We look forward to talking to you soon.